Hello and welcome back to Loudmess. I'm your host, Quite, joined as always by FPS Diesel.
What's Boolin'?
Wild Spartans.
In the Trap House.
And today we have a special guest, Wahang. How are you, Wahang?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Kind of moist, I just got out of the shower.
Speaking of moist things, my lead question is...
Yes!
When?
So what about cum jar?
So, right. Yeah, before the, some lead up. Before the podcast, you were talking about cum jars. Go.
Alright, so, cum jars. We were talking about how there's just this thing that some people have. It's a, the cum jar might be an isolated thing people would think, where this guy just filled up a My Little Pony, filled the jar with a My Little Pony and drowned it in his own cum.
Ew!
But then, and I was thinking about making a video about this, there's, I like how I just kind of just like skip past the old letting the My Little Pony cum jar sink in as if that's
yeah,
just
you
the
know, this guy literally
know.
Drowned a My Little Pony
honestly,
doll.
Honestly, I really don't want to think, I really don't want to think about the pony sinking into the jar. That's
disgusting.
Just more
the picture's a nasty.
He burned it too, by accident.
How do you burn a cum jar?
He stored it.
What fucking like source of fire are you holding near your fucking like cum
jar? Is cum flammable?
What happened was he was storing it. And it was halfway full at this point. He hadn't completed the project. He stored it.
That's so nasty.
He's very official about it too. He calls it a project. He has all these watches. God. He times it too and things. But he left it on top of his radiator one day. And it burned. It has a big brown ring around the level it was at when it burned.
Oh, yeah, you can see it on the thing.
Yeah.
You're
like,
looking at pictures?
I gotta see
this. Pictures.
Yeah, just literally.
Can you
just,
link
it,
them?
Like,
can
if you
link
look
them?
Up cum jar on Google Images, the My Little Pony one is the first
yeah,
one that comes
oh,
up.
Great. Actually, my video will probably pop up.
Yeah, your video pops up.
Yeah, hell yeah. That was an older one. It was kind
oh
of,
oh my god, what the fuck?
Yeah, this is what you're missing out on.
Oh my god, It turns brown, too, after a while?
Yeah, it caramelizes.
What the fuck? Like, it's disgusting! Oh my god!
I think it's because, you ever burn sugar?
Yeah.
I think it kind of, like, it caramelizes. I think it's like the sugar from in the cum, so it kind of, it just caramelized. I don't know if that's why, I'm not fucking Gordon Ramsay, but...
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay knows why cum
turns
brown.
He probably
brown.
Does. Yeah, Gordon Ramsay has definitely at some point cooked cum.
What the
how
fuck?
How do you know this? How do you
because
know
it's
this?
An it's an ingredient. He has to know what every what all the textures in the world can do to be a cook
disgusting.
At that level.
Not
to fall down a jizz related like rabbit hole, but there was a okay, God, this podcast has gone somewhere.
I don't mind
man.
This rabbit hole.
We invite Wang on podcast. Where did you think it was going to go? Like, there's nowhere else it can go when you invite the Tales of the Internet man.
Okay, so I looked
demonetized
up Pony,
in 2 seconds.
Like, I looked up the cum jar thing, right? And I found a related article on Know Your Meme, obviously the most official source.
Of
called Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ, yes. And I'm just gonna link the post because yeah, I can't
like
explain the picture.
Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ!
Or I'll try.
Oh yeah, this is what I was talking about. Like, there's
no this. Yeah,
I
this
mean
is
this one.
I saw.
It's closer to the jar, but I think and I feel like I was thinking about making a video about all of these cum artifacts that exist on the internet. Because there's gotta be some kind of... Some people probably just have a compulsion to do this. Like, there's a box.
I don't know why.
There's a hat.
It's so
there's
weird.
A shirt. A sock. Yeah.
You know what I really don't get? How people fucking come on photographs of people.
Oh, that makes perfect sense to me.
I feel like
well,
that one.
It makes sense, but it's just weird.
It makes more sense, but then taking a picture of the picture you just jizzed on is a little weirder. But I feel like, as stupid as it sounds, I feel like there's a lot of people who just do it for a funny meme. Like, I can't even lie.
Yeah.
Well, it makes more sense of putting it in a jar. That's for fucking
like,
sure.
I mean, like, you like imagine, like, you nut on a picture of Mario or Isabelle, and then you send it to your friends as funny reaction image.
There's a mouse pad, too. I forgot who. It was an anime mouse. Well, like, one of those anime
does
mouse
he
pads
use
with,
it?
With titties. I think he does.
Ew.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, just look up cum mouse pad.
I just did. Oh, I found
Mercy
it.
Yeah. Mouse pad
that oh, is, it's Mercy. It. That means it's fairly you. Recent.
Give this fucking mouse pad some mercy, dude. Holy shit.
Oh my, it looks like fucking stains.
Oh my god, it got worse. It got worse.
It's going to swirl like skin over it.
Don't you just want to pick it up with your hands, gloves obviously.
Yo, which one of you motherfuckers?
Dude, I'm fucking burning down that dude. I'm not picking that up. I'm burning the house it's in with it.
You don't want to see how it breaks apart though. Like you can see those little cracks.
I do kind of want to see that.
I have a worse picture, but I can't send it because one of you have the fucking not safe for work filter on.
I don't have it on.
Wang, do you have Living on the Edge on?
I don't know. I like barely ever use Discord.
It's probably because we don't have Wang on Discord.
I added him.
That might
add
be
me right now. Right now. Right now. So I can send this disgusting
image.
Even if
you have that.
I added you.
Okay. Let's see if this works. Let's see. It should work now. There it goes.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, see, it's way crusty.
Wow. It looks.
God, it looks like that looks like a DMC enemy straight up.
It looks like a piece of fucking burnt chicken.
That's characterizing it as too tasty. I'm sorry.
I would never eat chicken that looked like that.
I'm not saying I'd eat it.
Those fucking like the tits look like they can explode at any minute.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
And I've decided to retire her, but there's where you come in, B. Should I start a new one? Okay, buddy.
There's an action figure, too, and the interesting thing about the action figure, you can kind of see, like, the hardened drips kind of frozen.
Is there a
time.
Thanos?
Okay, Brandon,
is there
I'm going to have
Thanos?
To ask you to delete those images now.
Yeah, I'll do it. I can see how that would cause sickness or nausea.
My brain you, is friend. Just appreciate numb to it. Shit like that. Like
my after looking at those, my brain now looks like them.
Ew.
Yeah, nah, it's rotted. It's rotted and I'm dying. I have dementia now.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, coming in things and then storing it, like for example, the Jesus Christ is like just fucking, it's nearly four full 2-liter bottles full of fucking jizz.
How do you explain that to people who come over?
I know, right? What if you get a girlfriend and she's like, what is this? It's just my jizz
Brandon,
bottle.
Brandon, like, these guys are not having girlfriends.
Do you think?
I know, but I'm saying what if, all right? I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt,
there
all right?
There is no what if. There's like, wow. Well, I mean, setting aside the unrealism of it, what would you do if you were in that situation?
If I had jizz bottles or found someone's jizz?
If you have jizz bottles and someone, like, and you brought your girlfriend over and you had to explain to them your jizz bottles, what would you say to them?
I would lie and say it's fucking like milk that's gone bad or something.
How would you explain? How would you explain the My Little Pony doll inside the jar?
You pick it up and you're like, this. See this. This is what you're replacing.
That's confident enough to work. I see it.
It was just saying like I saved it specifically for this instance so I could make this joke.
They probably would, like, think you're like, a sociopath or something.
But what if, here's the thing, if the compulsion is too powerful, and it's just gotta go in the jar. Even though you have the girlfriend, it's still gotta go in the bottle. That you might be some kind of thing where, like...
That's so weird,
you might, like, need her to, like, snowball it into the bottle for you.
Oh,
and like, that's, like, that's when you need a ride or
die. You would have to have a fucking freaky-ass girlfriend for anyone to agree to that.
Dan Bilzerian definitely does that shit.
Dan Bilzerian.
Yeah, it's just like, at that point, it's not even a compulsion. It's just like a power play.
Put my jizz in this bottle. This is my power play to you. Jeez, okay. Is there any other jizz artifacts?
Welcome to the Loud Mouse Podcast, everybody.
Worst one so far.
I don't think we've ever like started that hard. Usually we ease into like
that was
the hardest transition. Like usually we like have like a little dead air in between like introducing the guest and whatnot. But like you said, moist, and I'm like, that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, there, that's a perfect segue right there. Moist.
So any more cum artifacts you know about? You
look. It's kind of like thinking about the coming on the pictures and stuff. There's kind of. I feel like there's almost like we're looking at two different things, like the coming on anime toys and the coming like storage. It's like two separate things. Like one of them.
No,
is
yeah,
kind
those
of,
those definitely are different.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
You can like, I mean, clean action figures.
Yeah,
yeah, and I would hope they do. I mean, if they don't, then yeah, that's storage because it's like you're not really doing anything with it. But like, I don't know, the storage thing is so weird. Like, I don't know how someone could feel comfortable storing their jizz somewhere in their room.
How bad do you think having it
that much?
It's definitely awful. After I made the first cum jar video, the guy who made the cum jar hit me up, and he had an unlisted video on his second channel of he had this channel that was all about watches, and then the cum jar videos were unlisted on the channel about watches, and he sent if you see his videos, he's always checking his watch, and he has like a bunch of them. So he, after the jar got burnt, he took a video transferring it over to a new clean jar, and when he uncaps the bottle, you can hear him gasping. It had to smell like corpses in there.
That is disgusting, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The best thing is, he sent me a picture, I have a subreddit that I barely ever use, but it's there. And when I hit, I think it was when I hit 300,000 subscribers, he sent me a congratulations picture with, he wrote congratulations on 300,000 subs. And in the picture, there's the two cum jars and his watch. It's him. Nice of him.
Does he ever show his face, or is he like an anonymous guy?
He only shows his hands and the watches.
I would hope he doesn't show his fucking
imagine
face.
Trying to find a job imagine? And you're the cum jar guy. Like, come on.
I mean, he's got to have a good job, too, to afford all these watches and clocks.
And jars to put cum in.
And cum jars.
It really do be like that, if you think about it.
Oh, my God. Well, that's interesting. Is there any more?
That's
probably shouldn't ask.
That's where the legend ends so far. He around the time he sent me that post, he said he had a new project coming, but that was the last coming. I heard. Yeah, coming.
I am.
But that was the last I heard of him.
What kind of new project would he be doing?
I don't know. He buried them in his yard, so he must have dug them back up recently. So
fuck!
Yeah, that
if
was
he
the
buries end. Them again, somebody's gonna find that shit and be like,
"This is
what the
so
fuck?
Weird." Yeah.
They're like, "This must have been what they used as an offer to their gods."
it's kind of like there's this old episode of, I think it was the Brady Bunch, where they made a time capsule so that future generations could see how he lived, and that's what they'll find, the cum jar.
That is just so fucking weird. It's like, so first of all, you jizz it in a jar multiple times till it's full. Then you bury the jar, then you dig up the jar you buried, and then you just keep it. Like, that's so fucking weird. I knew people jizzed in jars, but the digging up, and I don't know, that's just fucking weird. That makes it way weirder.
That was his plan all along, too. He was talking about how he was gonna bury it when he was full.
This is so weird, dude! What the fuck?
No words. No words describe
it's
my feelings.
It's so weird.
I'm kind of proud of his dedication, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I gotta give it to him. It's a lot of dedication, because it would take a lot to fill up a
There's
fucking
a
jar.
There's a fine line between being dedicated to something you're passionate about and being unhinged.
I would have given up maybe in a week tops. You see how slow that thing's filling up, and you're just, nah.
Dude, I have a hard time finishing a video. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm on that 2x speed wave lately.
Ooh, sick. Yeah, ever since I got back from New York, I've been kind of slacking, to be fair.
Yeah. Alright, quite. Ask your next question, because I think that's all we're going to talk about cum.
Yeah.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, we got a good, 10-20 minutes on cum. Now let's move on.
Alright,
moving on. This is a very petty and personal question, but when are we playing Smash again? Because I'm not happy with the results of last time.
Alright, so we first played Smash. Previously, back in Melee, I was a Ganondorf main, and now Ultimate, they kind of made him good again. So we're playing, and the first time, your main is Greninja. So I'm trying to remember, did you beat me the first time with Greninja?
I got the first two stocks on you without taking, any percent, and then you reverse three stocked me.
Oh, right, yeah, that's what happened. And so I was like, alright, this is a pretty even match, but then... Then I kept on consistently beating you more and more, and I could tell you were kind of, getting in your head and not playing at your peak. Once, you got those first few losses in, you were getting a little tight. So I was like, all right, this isn't. This
I was
isn't
so defeated, like, after, like, that first loss.
Yeah. It was a crazy come from behind. But yeah, we definitely got to have a rematch. Are you going to VidCon?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, so we'll have a rematch of VidCon.
It will be epic. I'm a Wolfman now, though, so.
Really? We'll see how that changes.
You mean Wolf now?
Yeah, I lost, like, I was planning on picking him up as a secondary, and then I lost my Greninja, so now I main Wolf.
I main Little Mac.
Yeah, I don't, we don't talk much anymore. Yeah, Little Mac is just not made to be good in Ultimate. Like, his movement is really gimped.
I like Little
also
Mac.
Brandon sucks.
Oh, yeah, he's a fun character, but, like...
In 4.
What'd you say, Diesel?
I'd imagine he's better in 4, but, like, his like with how important Moomin is and the changes they made to it in Ultimate, like, he's not as good as he was.
Yeah.
Of course, that won't stop me from getting 3-stocked by one, but...
Yeah.
Never Brandon. Never Brandon.
Oh, you're, like, actually nasty with Little Mac?
I'm
decent.
He's okay.
All right.
Just bad.
That's an accomplishment.
What'd you say?
Tetris 99, gamers.
Tetris 99, boys. Tetris 99.
I haven't played it yet.
Oh, my God.
I wish it was an awe.
It's so good, but I wish there was a way to have a lobby where you can just play with a certain amount of your friends. If you have 99, great, but then it could merge them.
Yeah, I agree.
Get in a party, and then, like, you could all, like, just join, like, a bigger game with the 10 of you.
Or even if you could just do set up a however the fuck many people match, that would be cool.
Is there Tetris Versus already?
There's Tetranet. Which, that's old school. But I think that's only eight players tops, I think.
Okay.
You probably wouldn't have more than 8 friends playing Tetris at once.
I don't know. Tetris is serious business. I don't get it. People are so good at Tetris 99. I just get demolished.
I was watching the dude stream, and he was so quick, and I was like, how the fuck
I'm too fucking scared to touch that game. Like, I'm afraid I'll be even worse at it than I am Apex.
Probably. I haven't played Apex yet.
Really?
Apex is decent.
I downloaded it and played it once, to be fair.
It's decent.
What it is with games like that, I'm not so much into teams, so I'm waiting for them to put out a solo mode for me to try it.
I don't think that would ever happen.
Yeah, to be honest.
I think someone mined the code and found something
for it. Yeah, they
data mined
it.
Oh, really?
Solo. Yeah.
Okay, that'd be good then. I mean, like, it'd just be, like, hard to believe because, like, the whole thing was built around 3 players, not even 4. It's, like, a really odd number. So, no, but solo would definitely be sick because, like, their servers for VoIP are fucking awful.
Yeah.
Everyone talks like they're in a McDonald's drive-thru. It's so bad. People will have, like, Blue Yetis or something. They'll be like, I'm a Blue Yeti. They just sound like they're talking through their asshole. So bad.
That's miserable.
Yeah, oh, did you guys hear that, like, apparently there was, like, a leaked video giving details on Battlefield 5's new Battle Royale, and it looks to be the most by-the-numbers thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, Battlefield 5 is a total flop. I have no idea who played that game or bought it or anything. Like,
maybe Battle Royale will kick it a little more upsurgence, but, like, fuck, dude, that game, like, just tanked hard.
Yeah, no one talked about it when it came out, no one was really talking about it. I feel like that might be, like, the last Battlefield, or, like, the one they're currently working on might be. Because nothing's come out of it recently. Like,
I feel
the
like,
last good one was 4.
I feel like Battlefield's probably going to be a thing where it's like, this is the last one they make for a while, and then they'll like reboot it like 10 years from now, and we'll be all hyped because, oh my god, it's been forever since Battlefield.
If they reboot that shit and made it like 3 or Bad Company, I'd be totally down. Those were really good.
3 or 4,
I like both
of
those.
3 or 4 are my favorites because I'm a fucking
Bad Company, 3 and 4 were all good.
Bad Company 2 is really good, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Damn. Quiet. Next question. Go.
So like you do work as a TV extra, right?
Yeah, I haven't done it as much, but I still do it from time to time, and I did a lot of them the past few years.
Yeah, it seems like a really like niche profession to get into. How did you get into specifically doing that kind of acting work?
So I I think it might have been 5 or so years ago at this point. I went away on tour for a few months, and when I came back, the place I was working at went out of business. So I was like, fuck, I need to find some work somewhere. And then I saw a post on Reddit that they were looking for extras for Gotham, which was, it was getting started up at that point. So I was like, sure, I'll apply for that. And they took me. And then when I did that, I was around on set, and I was finding out that people just kind of do this for work around the year. So that worked for me, because it's you're not really committed to any kind of a job long term. and you could it's a decent pay, especially once you wind up joining the union. And then that kind of became my main source of income for a few years.
Interesting.
Damn, I don't even fucking know that. That is really interesting.
Yeah, no, you do like a lot of different stuff. Like you do the TV extra stuff. You said less now, but like you're doing that. Diesel just changes profile picture. You're doing that YouTube and like you're like you play guitar for your band Jinx, right?
Yeah, that one. Actually, I've been like doing vlogs for Jinx too. Now I started kind of like wanting to just get more regular content out for the band. But yeah, like it's weird too, because I feel like I'll be sitting around some days and feel like I'm not getting enough content done, and then I realize like across everything I'm doing, I'm putting out a piece of video content almost every single day.
Damn,
which is kind of crazy.
Wait, how do you like get your balance on that workload? Like, how did you manage to juggle that?
I don't know, honestly, because I still feel like I'm not doing that much work.
is it just like a routine you get used to?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like the Tales from Midget. Oh, hey, yeah. What were you saying?
I was gonna say, because it's like sometimes I have to bulk on uploads, because it's like, okay, we have a trip for like a week or so, and it's like, okay, I gotta bulk on uploads, and it's like, you bulk on the uploads for like a week, you get like three done in a week, and you're like, wow, that wasn't that hard, and then you go back to weekly, and you're like, oh, this is really easy now. It's like, you just kind of adjust to it as you go.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I was thinking, the main thing is, because obviously Tales from the Internet, that's my main thing, and those do take a little bit more time to make, but then, and that's kind of like the main thing where I'll be get a little stressed out every other week, where I'm like, holy shit, I'm not doing this fast enough. But then it's like, I got the band stuff, I got the band vlogs, the Twitch streams, and then what I wind up doing is cutting up those for the gaming channel, for people who miss it or just want to see parts of the stream. So it the Twitch stuff winds up being like kind of like a double dip kind of thing, where I'll play a bunch of different games on Twitch and then cut up each game to have a different video on the gaming channel.
Yeah, that makes sense. Two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
You get to stream in, and you also get content for the gaming channel. And, like, you know, not everyone's going to watch your Twitch streams, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a small fraction of people compared to the viewers on YouTube.
Yeah, it's a very different audience.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, for sure. I've done some thinking about, like, cutting up, like, my Twitch stuff and putting it on the second channel, but I don't know if I'd, like, be able to do it myself, because one, I'm a lazy cunt, and two, it would take up time with how much like footage there is to go through.
Oh, so yeah,
yeah.
Do you have anybody helping you with that kind of stuff?
No, but like what I've been thinking of, actually, because right now the way I do it with the gaming channel, I'll basically just take out the entire chunk of gameplay from the game and do they get on Twitch, you can export directly to YouTube, so I do it that way. But I've been thinking of just tossing someone some cash to be like, hey, look through these streams and give me this and that type of highlight. Because it's very time consuming. It's easy work, but it's very time consuming and tedious, so I don't want to do it. I'd rather just pay someone to do it.
I'm the same way.
No, like, because like scrubbing through a bunch of footage that doesn't have a lot of highlights in it is like really fucking tedious.
Yeah,
I agree 100%.
Yeah. All
right, Diesel, you're up.
Ah. I don't know why I screamed. I'm sorry, guys. I just felt like doing that.
My ears.
I wanted to be a part of it, too. Yeah, no, Wang. So, one, sorry for yelling, but two. What's like a...
I didn't mean to raise my voice at you. I just got emotional. I'm sorry.
With Tales from the Internet, what's like the research for those? And like, how do you even begin to like track down information? Like, nobody just, you know, wakes up one day and goes, man, I know a lot about cum jars. I mean, unless you did, but like, like, how does one come across like stories like that, or like, what's the process like?
The thing is, even more so when I was younger, just genuinely had no fucking life. So I'd be online all day long. So a lot of these things that I make video about are just stuff that I remember. And then, you know, when you know that, you kind of have an idea of where to look. So it'll start off. I have a whole notepad filled with ideas for more videos, and then I'll kind of be thinking about them in the back of my head for a bit, and eventually I'll be like, hey, I think it's time to make this or that video. So then there's this cursory research period where I'll look up articles about it. I'll see if there's a site that I remember existing that's not there anymore. I'll check it out on Internet Archive. Just it's kind of like an informal research period where the story starts to form in my head. I see all the pieces, and then maybe after I'm kind of satisfied with knowing how I want to tell the story, I'll start to actually write everything down.
Damn. I actually, looking for stories of, stuff that happened online, I've noticed that it's, it gets a little more difficult when the stories are, super old. Because, the YTMND stuff, that's... I wouldn't even know where to begin to look for that. It's just such a different time of, the internet. I mean, with that being said, and even though, you say you had no life, but, where did you primarily hang out online? Or, what were places that you use, frequently?
First, originally, it was just a lot of different AOL keywords. I spent a lot of time on the WWF part of AOL, and this gaming site, gaming AOL keyword called Antagonist Inc., which actually, the thing about AOL stuff, I would love to make a video about all these different things, but AOL isn't archived the way that regular internet is, so a lot of that shit's just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that, it was kind of, all the usual sites. I spent a lot of time on YTMND, 4chan, lots of different forums that were just random Resident Evil forums and shit like that. An interesting one was the Korn forums. I was never a big fan. Yeah, the band Korn. They had really good forums for a period of time. And it was funny because I was never a huge Korn fan, but most of the people on the Korn forums were people who didn't like Korn and came to talk about other bands. So I wound up finding out about all kinds of better metal bands through the Korn forums.
I guess so, it worked out.
On the notice of finding things through other things, how often did you find a topic for a different video while researching for a completely separate video? All these weird shit ended up just being interconnected.
One that I can think of, a lot of times it winds up getting incorporated into the story, or more often a video I was thinking about making gets absorbed into a larger video. But one thing that did come up recently that I'll probably be making a video on, there was, if you've ever seen this picture of this this Chinese guy eating a baby, and people are like, oh, yeah, it's a pretty crazy picture. Every once in a while, it'll go viral, and people will be like, oh, this is the craze in Taiwan. Chinese people are eating babies and shit like that. But it was an art installation. It was, the baby's not a real baby. It's just whatever the hell he made out of. It might have been chicken or something. But it was hosted on Rotten.com for a period of time, and I made that video about Rotten. And at first, I was like, before I was even going to make the Rotten video, I was going to make a video about the cannibal. But then I started putting together a little section of it for the Rotten.com video. And I was like, you know what? There's enough to this story that I can make it its own video. So that's one example of that. It doesn't happen too often, though.
Oh, damn. Actually, I've seen one. I mean, I haven't seen anything like that. Honestly, I don't spend any time on, more danker places on the internet. I don't know, never did. Yeah, I think I vaguely remember going to 4chan, once. I posted one thing when I was, 12. And, I just remember a lot of insults, and then that was it, and I never used it again.
I went on 4chan, and I was so confused by the layout that I was just like, I can't understand this, and I gotta go.
I heard it in whispers, in whispers, and then I went there, and I was like, how the fuck does this work? I don't know how
this works. Who's saying what?
It's definitely confusing if you're on it for the first time and don't really know what to expect, although I think I don't use it now as much as I used to. But at some point, I don't know when they added it, the catalog feature, where you can kind of click and see all the posts that are currently active. I don't know when they added it, but that makes it so much easier to navigate. It used to be where you would press refresh, and it would just always be different because the posts would move so fast that you couldn't, if you wanted to follow a thread, you would have to keep that thread open and keep refreshing it.
Oh, That sounds annoying. What, like, what time era was that? Like,
2004.
Oh, that early. Okay.
Yeah.
We're in a yeah, I don't even remember AOL because I wasn't like existing to really use it. So
yeah.
So. Jesus, guys.
I am but a little tadpole
people.
In the sea of time.
I only hear stories of the AOL. I've never actually been on AOL in my goddamn life.
Yeah, but it's like we're that generation to you guys. But then you think about like this, like fucking. There are some people who didn't fucking use Skype.
Yeah, that's even weirder because Skype was
because like, that's one we can relate really to. Popular. It's like we're essentially the equivalent to that as like they're like fucking 12-year-olds are to us.
Yeah.
See, I never got into using Skype a lot either. I was,
oh my god, Justin Wang's 12. Oh my god.
My secret's revealed.
Did you use, like, TeamSpeak or Mumble?
No.
Didn't use anything?
I don't even really use Discord now. Like, I'm on it to talk to you guys right now. But I don't know. I've always had an aversion to internet things that make me talk to people.
That's fair. That's fair.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I get that. It's just, like, you just gonna want to, like, I just want to go, like, browse, like, 4chan or Reddit or something. I just want to, like, do nothing and just look at shit. I get that.
Yeah. There is this one, I forgot what it was called. It wasn't Ventrilo. It was something before that. That I used, fuck, it's gonna bother me what it was called. But I used it during the AOL era for a bit. Maybe a week or so, and this is the most amazing thing ever. And then I got over it in a week, and that was the last time I was super active on any kind of voice-oriented app.
Trying to think if it was... That might be before my time, too. I remember AIM existing, but I was like... My parents were like, don't use that. That'll give you pedophiles. AIM? You don't know what AIM is?
You know, in retrospect, I used to go in these AOL chat rooms when I was like 14, 15 or so. And in retrospect, I realized there were definitely pedophiles talking to me. thinking about, like, in retrospect, like, certain conversations I had with people, I was like, yo, how stupid were you? There were these chat rooms. The name of the chat room would be, like, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, where you just talk to people whatever age you are, and then people from the room, and I'm like, yeah, these were definitely creepy old dudes, but they were posed as, like, young girls hitting on me. And I was,
damn.
I was like some dude, so I'm like, yeah, let's flirt. And I'm like, oh my god.
Would you say,
in a way, I guess that makes me a victim.
Would you say those were more prominent then or now?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, probably, I feel like maybe they were operating out in the open more back then.
Yeah, because it was more like a Wild West type thing.
Yeah, definitely. People didn't really know shit about anything then. So it was, to them, it was just this fertile picking ground.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'd say there's probably less now, based off of how, like, hard it is.
Yeah, they're definitely out there. There's probably more in, like, the
recesses. Oh, for sure. Oh, there's definitely people out there that are, like, fucking weirdos. Definitely, 100%.
There's predators that announce it. They're like,
they put it in their fucking bios. They're all
the
like,
Max.
Yeah, I'm a pedophile guy.
Yeah, the Max God, man. Ugh. The hell is wrong with those people? Do something else.
I'll have you know.
What's interesting about that?
Wait, Diesel, I have an idea of what's wrong with them. They like kids. There you go. That's the issue. I've cracked the case.
No, the mystery solved.
All thanks to me, Wild Spartans.
Exactly. Thank you. All right, Diesel, next question.
Oh, Jesus. See, Brandon, you don't need to tell me the next question. I already
Yeah,
know.
I do, because it was quiet for like 3 seconds.
Oh, let the silence take over.
God forbid we got full of dead air.
Imagine we'd sit here for like a minute. We're like, what are
if
we doing?
If there's dead air, we got to fucking cut it out. The podcast. Wait, who's editing this?
Next time there's dead air, Brendan, I expect a fart into the microphone, an actual one, not a mouth fart. And if there's not, I'm going to be very disappointed.
That's like effort. I can't just fart on command.
Why not?
I can barely burp on command.
Wait, you mean you can't fart on command?
Absolutely not. If you fart on command, you will shit your pants. There's just no workaround there.
You because you think pushing like, real sounds hard.
Like I'm it sounds like I'm dealing with a bunch of amateurs right here.
Sometimes you will, but sometimes you'll get that really deep fart that kind of like it comes from your chest and you just feel extra clean.
I don't think I've ever had that happen before. Excuse me?
Really? It's like the real deep ones. It's like, it makes you feel like Goku taking off his weighted clothes. Like,
I've
it's
had
just, like, it's a similar level. Feeling to like when you have like a really clean shit because you know you've been eating good the last three couple days. It's that same feeling.
See, I was with you.
I don't eat good ever, so
I was with you until you said in your chest, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean, that might be it might be exaggerating a little bit, but it's definitely like a high up. Like when you could feel it coming from high up, you know it's a quality fart.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get you now. No, that's more of like the gut area.
See, I feel like I gauge my farts on like stink. Like if it's like really smelly, I'm like, oh, that was like a good fart.
You think it was good?
I don't know. Like,
stink?
Like you're
there's definitely
the diseases
a hierarchy
out
of farts.
Are you telling me farts are is a way to detox, Diesel?
No, there's like Wayne, you're right. There's a way to like it's ranked.
Yeah,
you know,
like sometimes you'll get those like little ones that it's like fucking Bruce Lee's 1-inch punch where it's like that did nothing for me. But then you get the ones that kind of like it kind of like creeps around the contents of your insides and.
Why are we talking about farts?
It's like that cave. I forget if it's Pokemon or Final Fantasy IV. It's Final Fantasy IV, the cave where it's full of the mist and you can't get through. But then you let it out, and then you can adventure.
So you're telling me I need a fart to adventure?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if you're holding in a fart, bro, and, like, it's stuck in, like, you're all gassy and stuff, it's gonna be really uncomfortable to walk around. You need to get that out before you can go on a trek to save Hyrule.
The only reason to hold in a fart is if you think something else is gonna come out with it. That's the only reason to hold a fart in.
You ever get to the point, though, where you're in a social situation, and you it's gotta go, so you try to mask it with another sound? Like, yeah. you start digging through a bag of chips or something.
Or like you move around and you're like, oh, that wasn't me.
I caught my friends coughing, but you could smell the fart at the same time it came out.
Yeah, it's the smell that's the problem. If it doesn't smell, you can usually do it quietly. But if it does smell, everyone's going to fucking know someone ripped one. And they're going to be like, who the fuck ripped one? But I guess then at that point, you'd be like, whoever smelt it, dealt it, and just fucking point at your friend who did it.
That's the law.
Wait, what was the one? The one who something?
He who denied it, supplied it. Is the response you give to he who smelt it, dealt it?
Whoever denied it, supplied it.
Yes.
Okay. There was like a third one too, though.
Whoever
smelt it. This goes deeper than Uno reverse cards.
Whoever. There is another one. I don't.
There
remember
is another one. Yeah, I don't remember it either.
What if I look up three fart phrases?
Three fart phrases.
will that come with anything?
You look up phrase like whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Wow, apparently there's 261 ways you can say fart according to metro.co.uk.
I'm sure. What's your best response to whoever smelt it, dealt it? Ask Reddit. Fart again?
I want to read some of these. Hold up. One man salute, 7.4 on the rectum scale. This is like all synonyms, quote unquote, for farts. Acid rainmaker. After the thunder comes the rain. What the fuck is this?
I've never heard that one before.
That's whoever said the word did the turd.
Oh, well, there's a bunch of
whoever said the rhyme did the crime.
Oh, those are good.
Those aren't the ones I was thinking of. I don't think though.
I've heard that one. Whoever said the rhyme.
There was always like
crime.
A third. There was always like a third level to that shit.
Yeah,
dude, what even is this fucking website?
Oh, there's a Wikipedia article on flatulence humor.
Ew. It just sounds nasty.
That's a Wikipedia article.
It's a whole Wikipedia article dedicated to the fucking jokes about who farted.
This article says that you can call a fart a barking spider. What the fuck?
Australia is real weird, man.
Is UK.
The barking spider.
He who declared it, blared it. He who observed it, served it. He who detected it, ejected it. He who rejected it, respected it. He who dealt it, smelt. Who you smelt it, dealt it. He who denied it, supplied it. He who said the rhyme did the crime. Whoever spoke last set off the blast.
There's a lot of fucking layers.
I hear if you say
shit.
That backwards, you'll like summon a fart wizard.
And I can't do it.
Saying stuff backwards is really goddamn hard.
It's really easy. You just like record it in Audacity and then you put it.
Yeah, you just put it in reverse.
And there you did it. Now you're speaking Zatanna.
Now you're speaking Santana. Okay, Santana, guys, this podcast is about Wang, and Wang, what was your favorite story to cover on your channel, and or why?
Favorite story to cover? I mean, the cum jar is already up there, so so that's up there. Alex Chu was an interesting one, because it's the only time the subject of a story actually wound up sending me something in the mail.
Oh, so, he sent you the immortality ring, right?
Yeah, that's the immortality rings guy. And the video was shitting on him super hard. But then he was like, oh my god. He definitely Googles his name, and that's how he found it. He was like, oh my god, this video is amazing. Let me send you the immortality rings. And first off, I'm like, I'm definitely not giving this guy my address. So I had to use someone else's P.O. box to get him. And I'm thinking, man, what if he like puts anthrax on these rings or whatever the fuck. But then I put them on, and I don't know what it is. I didn't, like, I don't know why I waited so long to make the follow-up video to it. I guess because I didn't, know that people would want to watch a follow-up video to it. But then I'm glad I waited, because then he came up with another machine that makes you... All his machines are based around making you good-looking, and by making you good-looking, he puts a picture that's like, oh, they just make you look more white.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, I realize there's kind of like different categories I can put these different videos in. So you got the ones that are kind of like a shenanigan, the ones that are based on a person who's a crazy person of some kind. And I definitely want to be doing more of those videos because they're always so fucking funny. The next one I'm doing, actually, I'm probably gonna shoot it as soon as we're done with this. Do you remember that guy? He was this sword-carrying weeb who fought off attackers on a subway with a katana?
Yes.
There's a lot of
those. I've heard about
this. I've seen that news story. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the news story, but I feel like I've heard about that in passing.
Yeah, it's, I'm going into his, history. Damn. So, actually, what's funny is, and I'll go into it in the video, he had a YouTube channel was made trying to expose him by someone claiming to be his brother. And there's all kinds of shit in there. Like, my favorite one being that at some point they go to a motel to exchange swords with some random dude at the motel. It's just a creepy backroom fucking sword deal.
They're just trading.
Yeah, like, one guy's looking at the other guy's sword and they're inspecting it and seeing some things. At the end, I think they kept their swords and didn't make the deal, but it's like, this dude was fucking out there. He has an amazing Facebook page too. I mean, he's dead now.
That's so weird.
But his Facebook's still there.
He's dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Jesus.
Did he die in a sword fight?
No, he died falling. He drowned. He was sick.
What?
He was,
what? Out of all things? Wait, how?
He was sailing in a kayak with a 16-year-old girl. They were sailing to an island so that he could give her sword lessons.
That's not sus.
That is the dumbest fucking thing I have ever heard.
I keep getting different emotions when, like, we're talking about these swords, like, swords in a motel, swords with a girl at an island, like,
yeah. Yeah, no, this sounds like an anime.
It sounds like it's not swords, it sounds like it's penis.
This sounds like all in either an anime or the start to a documentary that's going to be made 20 years from now.
Although there were two, they were definitely going out there. The swords were with them. They were recovered from the kayak.
Yeah, Diesel, I'd be on board with the penis thing if he wasn't like a fat weeaboo who carries a katana.
I think he was a slim dude.
Yeah, very.
He was slim?
Yeah.
Was he a weeb?
He had shirtless pictures on his dating profile, so you could
was
see
he
his,
a weeb?
Of course
ads.
He was a weeb. What are you talking
Did
about?
Did he carry a katana everywhere?
His name was a white dude who called himself Kairu Seijiru.
Okay.
Interesting.
Did he wear a fedora?
He wore one of those flat, it's like a
Like a newsies cap?
Yeah. Like kind of like it's like one of those like snapbacks, but it's flat at the top.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, snapback. Okay. That's just weird though. What the flat fuck? At top.
Wait, like the Bills
no,
flat or like
no,
the
no,
top
he's
of
talking
that?
He's talking
it's
about
almost like one
snapback.
Of those Cuban hats, but not exactly.
Are you talking about hold up, let's see.
Oh, like
are
the
you
shit
talking
Chris
about
Reagan wears?
Are you talking about a like a baseball cap with a flat lid?
Is yeah.
You? Oh. Yep. That's
yeah,
a weeb hat.
Wait, so something like that?
Exactly, like that kind of hat.
Yeah,
oh, and
Chris,
it was flat.
Chris Reagan wears that a bunch.
Yeah, oop. But Chris has...
Chris Reagan?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, Chris has, like, the curved one, though. He doesn't have flat ones, I don't think.
Actually,
no,
I could
the
actually...
Top, the top is flat, but, like, the bill's curved.
I could definitely see Chris Reagan being this guy, now that I think about it.
Oof. Chris is a weeb? Confirmed.
I could does see him being... I could see him being incredibly deadly with a sword, yes.
Does he own swords? I feel like he has to own a sword.
I don't know.
Sword.
I've only met him once, and it was not in his room, so I could not tell you.
I could see Chris... I don't know. I don't think Chris would own swords. I could see Chris owning, like, a gun or a knife, though. I don't know about whole fucking katana. You know? That's a big step up.
Guys, I own 4 katanas.
Actually?
Yeah. I own 4 katanas, and I have a model master sword. And
you see,
model,
I would like
Hylian shield.
How did I not know this?
I am so not surprised by that.
Yeah, neither am I.
You're like
none of us are. I was gonna give a reaction, but like it's just Diesel, isn't it?
Yeah, I have 3 different sizes of katanas. You know, they have the ones for like committing seppuku.
Yeah,
you're like from the Bronx or some shit, right?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, there's, like, that's, like, that is such a weeb from the Bronx thing. Like, they all, if you're a weeb in the Bronx, you've gotta have swords.
Diesel, do you carry them around to protect yourself?
I mean, of course, I bring it on the subway every day.
Alright, since Diesel and Quite took all the good ones, are you gonna run for president?
Oh, we're gonna have Wang Gang 2020?
Yeah, you gonna run?
Wang Gang.
You gonna start your campaign?
I would like to. Here's the thing, I've often thought about running a campaign for politics, not to actually get any kind of ideas out there, just to have it be like a real life shit post, kind of like that Vermin Supreme guy or whatever. But here's the thing,
yeah, Vermin Supreme.
The thing is, if you win, you have to actually do stuff. I don't want to.
If you win, you don't have. If you win,
you
can like
you
hand
don't
it over to
have
the other person.
To.
Yeah,
you don't
if you win, like you're allowed to.
To
put it to turn it down. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, no, what? Like I'm
I guess
give it to the guy.
It's not. It would be kind of like a slavery situation if you're not allowed to turn it down.
Yeah, unless there's like a contractual thing.
Yeah,
like
no, anything, I would definitely assume you'd be able to turn it down. I would definitely assume that.
There would be so many
pissed
off
people.
Yeah,
I mean, like, you can resign from the presidency, or, like, you can resign from office at pretty much any time.
I like how I basically just said I'm not running for president because I'm afraid of winning.
You're at the point where it has to be an actual concern if you did run for president as a fat meme.
Yeah.
Someone would, like, viewbot the fucking voter booth.
All right. I have a question for all of us. I don't know how to pronounce this at, so I'm sorry.
Simpsons.
Weirdest masturbation story, starting with Wang.
With a name like Wang, we're expecting a lot.
Damn, I'm trying to come back to me because I know I got a good
okay,
one. It's
quite...
just not going to my head.
No ding-a-ling, can't masturbate.
Okay, good cop out, Diesel.
Okay, so this isn't a me masturbation story because it's not like I've ever been like.
Oh, I know exactly what fucking story you're going
to
tell.
Okay, well, I know a couple of stories. I have a couple of stories, you know, because, you know, going to college, you run into people who masturbate everywhere all the time. I actually have a lot, but I'll give one. So I used to live with this guy who's, his name will be Bob, right? But Bob, right, we're pretty sure he was on the spectrum. There's something weird about him, right? But me and my roommate and friend Teddy, right, we're rooming with this random guy, and he always drew on DeviantArt. He drew, like, superheroes, quote-unquote. And they were all awful. They were awful OCs. He didn't know how to draw at all. And he talked like a very young version of the teacher from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right? He also walked around. Like, he walked all the time. He paced back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. From morning to night. Literally, 8 hours a day. Like, he'd just be pacing, right?
Damn.
But one day we woke up, and he was rustling under his bed, and we were like, what is he doing? Right? And then we noticed he's looking at us. He's got straight fucking eye contact, you know? And we're like, where's his hands, right? And his hand is where his penis is, right? And he's jerking off, looking at us.
Oh my god. What were you wearing?
I was in my pajamas.
That is kind of hot, can't lie.
We were just minding our own business. We're like, this is weird. So instead of saying anything, we walked outside, and we're like, was he jerking off? I look at my boy Teddy, he's like, yeah, I think he was jerking off. We go back in there, and he was done. He was sitting at his desk. So we're like, oh, he was jerking off. But yeah,
okay,
he was jerking off. Yeah, that was a good time.
That sounds fun. I mean, I don't personally have any weird stories. I don't really have any weird stories because I didn't go to college, so I don't have any weird dorm experience or that. The weirdest thing I can think of is in high school, I had one class where we were pretty sure a kid went to the urinal every day to go jerk off, like at a certain time.
Hell yeah.
Like, we were pretty certain, but, like, we never got confirmation because no one wanted to go in and check and see if he was jerking off.
Surprise. So. Surprisingly.
Yeah, that's all I got. Okay, Wang, it's up to you to carry.
All right, well, you guys, I can't think of a good masturbation story, but I can think of a good handjob story. Will you accept that?
Yeah, I will accept that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're not trying to please us with this. It was a weird question.
it's a hand on a dick. It counts.
All right, cool. Yeah, that was my line of thought. So we're I'm on tour several years ago. And the thing is, like, when you're on tour, you're always around other dudes. And some guys will, like, find a way to just go jerk off somewhere. But I'm, like, I'm just, like, a cum camel on tour. Which, sometimes, it'll kind of... Like, there's a whole, like, situation where, like, guys will call it tour goggles. Which, it's basically, like, beer goggles. But, you know, you're on tour. So, it's you just got the build-up.
You should have got a jar.
Oh. that would have helped. But, like, not that, like, this girl was, like, unattractive or anything. She was good-looking, but, like, we're in Canada. And so I'm in her room, and she starts giving me a handy. And, like, it went super quick, and I'm laying down. And her wall is behind me, and my load just kind of, like, sails over my fucking head and splatters on her fucking wall.
Oh, that's fucking nasty.
And then here's the now that I'm thinking back, this was kind of like kind of weird, little hoarder-y, where she, like, to clean it up, she kind of just took, like, a shirt off her floor that was just a shirt she hadn't put in the wash yet, and just kind of wiped it off the wall and threw it back on the floor. Oh my god, I didn't
what
even
if she
like
has it there specifically for that.
Maybe it's like the maybe she's like the girl version of the guys who have the compulsion to fucking. Just have like the cum hat,
have
the
cum rags or something.
That's like the shirt. It's like, oh, that's even weirder because that's like a collection. That's like, oh, it's kind of like when Freddy.
It's just a collection of different people's semen.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when Freddy Krueger takes his shirt up and you see all the souls he's taken, it's like that. It's like that, but with like cum on a shirt.
Okay. Here's a very different question for masturbation. Are you gonna see Endgame? Avengers Endgame?
Probably not, because I'm super behind on them.
I am disgusted. This should have been a yes.
Yeah. I didn't watch Infinity War. The last Marvel movie I watched was I mean, I watched 2 seconds of Thor Ragnarok and I was like, this is not funny at all. So I just turned it off.
Don't like Marvel, then.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. The Avengers movie, the first Avengers movie was the last one I watched in its entirety. And I was like, yeah, that was pretty good.
You'd probably like Infinity War, then.
Yeah.
You have no idea what's going on, then. That's the issue.
They do an okay job of recapping it, but the best way you'd get it is, like, if you're invested in, like, the other movies, which you aren't, so you'll probably enjoy it just as an experience, but I don't know.
I might...
If Marvel movies aren't your thing, that's fine.
Yeah, they're not really my thing. I think it was Einabber who was telling me I gotta watch Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
to give
Marvel
movies Winter Soldier's good.
Winter Soldier's probably is arguably the best standalone Marvel movie.
I was growing up, I was never a big Captain America fan, but Winter Soldier was the one story arc in the comics that made me be like, oh, you know what? Captain America is actually pretty cool.
Winter Soldier was good, yeah.
Ironically, he was also, like, the fucking, like, that was the solo movie that made people think, wait, Captain America can do cool shit? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like Captain America much at the start either.
Yeah, I feel like I'm one of the only people who enjoyed the entire trilogy of those movies.
Well, it's like, because, like, my first thought is just, like, he just has super strength. just super strength, that's it. Like, everyone else can fly, shoot lasers and shit, and just super strength. Doesn't even have healing? The fuck?
He can't get drunk. That's a superpower.
That's a terrible superpower. Okay, anyways. Boxers or briefs? I don't know why someone would assume briefs, but maybe you do wear briefs. Do you wear briefs or boxers?
Boxer briefs.
Okay, good combo.
There you go, good combo.
Yeah.
Good answer, everything. Good
answer. Keeps everything just right.
What's your favorite metal band?
Favorite metal band? It depends, because if you would include J-rock bands like Darren Gray and X-Japan, it would be one of those. Otherwise, Cannibal Corpse.
All right, I have no idea what either of those are. Diesel might.
I actually don't.
These questions aren't for me, so it's okay.
These are purely for the viewers.
Yeah. Okay, so favorite films, and this is a question for all of us.
I would guess Wayne can go first.
Favorites of all time. I'm a big fan of Battle Royale. I actually have a poster off to the side of it over here that I'm looking at right now. Battle Royale is one of my favorites. Anything that's directed by Kitano, who played the teacher in Battle Royale, but he didn't direct. So, like, movies like Brother, Hanabi, just Japanese Yakuza films. And I really like really shitty horror movies, too, like Blood Feast and Wizard of Gore.
Okay. Who's next? Who wants to go next?
I like Infinity War simply because
I knew you were going to fucking say that.
I'm a Marvel faggot, but
oh my god, I'm going to strangle you.
Okay, listen. That's not my only answer. There's that one, and as a film pick, Memento.
Memento is a good choice, okay.
Yeah, Memento's solid.
Yeah.
Brandon. All right, Diesel, you go.
Oh, fine, okay, I see how it is. See, I was trying to think, so I've been, catching up on movies. Like, now that I go to film school, one of my classes, I literally watch movies. I really enjoyed The Graduate. That movie spoke to me. Minus the whole, sleeping with my friend's parents' wife part. But that's, that's a fun movie. Really basic pick. I love Pulp Fiction. I just like the character dialogue.
Oh, yeah, Pulp Fiction was really
good.
Every
Tarantino movie's pretty solid. I think Hateful Eight's kind of probably his weakest, though. I don't know. He just kind of feels like he's making the same thing over and over after a while. I think the last one, God, this is also a really cliche pick, but Blade Runner, I've watched 3 times now, and I watched it for the first time maybe 3 weeks ago.
the original or the new one?
The final cut. I can't stand all the narration with the other, the theatrical release. That just kind of annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah. See, I had originally only seen the theatrical release, and I didn't like it at all. So, people, were telling me to watch the final cut instead.
Yeah, the final cut is much better, because, with the theatrical release, they just kind of feed you information, because they're like, oh, people won't be smart enough to understand this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that's part of why it, got the cult following after the fucking theatrical release.
Yeah, because the director's cut got rid of that, and then they were, released it, 6 more times, and then they finally released, the final cut with, I think they changed, the resolution and all that. It was just digitally enhanced. It looked good.
Yeah, I still need to see the original Blade Runner. I watched 2049 on the plane without watching the original, and I feel stupid.
Yeah, you need to watch the original, which is kind of strange considering how long it took in between, but, they do a pretty decent job of catching you up, but you miss some of, the character context.
I loved 2049 without seeing the first one, but I feel like I would have appreciated it more if I had watched the original Blade Runner.
I'm looking for more questions now. Somebody stall. Right.
Well, Diesel, not Diesel, Brandon, what's your favorite movie?
I have a couple, so I'm gonna put it in a category. So animated, Into the Spider-Verse, great fucking movie. Superhero, Marvel, let's just do Marvel, Infinity War. And just in general, The Hateful Eight and then Pulp Fiction were two really fucking good ones.
You're missing out. That's it. Hateful Eight's kind of weak, in my opinion. But,
yeah. I like that movie a lot.
I liked it.
Okay?
I haven't seen Hateful Eight.
I haven't seen any other good questions except for your favorite hentai.
Favorite hentai?
Yeah, you put this in, Diesel.
So, My Chan's Daily Life.
Wait, what? Repeat that.
My Chan's Daily Life.
You actually have a favorite hentai?
Yeah.
Diesel, you have a favorite hentai?
No, I don't have a favorite hentai.
Okay, you'd be the most likely out of the three of us.
What?
So. You have four katanas in your room. All right. You are definitely the most likely.
It's not like you're particularly likely. It's just the other ones are so out there, I guess.
I used to wear fedoras when I was young, too.
Yep, okay. Definitely the most likely. Anyways, we have another question. Is Wisconsin real?
What's Wisconsin?
Is Wisconsin real?
I know Whitney, Wisconsin is.
Oof.
I guess it's not.
I wish she wasn't real.
A lot of the stuff's just about music. Oh, here's a good one.
That makes sense.
What's your favorite video you've made so far? Or did we already go over this? And I forgot.
We kind of went into that with favorite story to tell. Favorite video I made so far. I guess... Damn, it's hard to tell. I really liked the old one, where I was just roasting some BuzzFeed reporter for having no ears. I mean, he has ears. They're just like he has like a Lego head, and for some reason, I thought it was so fucking funny. And it's definitely one of the weirdest videos on my channel, but.
Look at this!
It
dude.
Was a lot of fun to make.
You got a Lego head.
I think I called him like a Virtua Fighter character.
Oh my god, that's so mean!
It's a BuzzFeed reporter.
Wait, are you talking about like the Lego head mask thing?
What?
Are you talking about like the Lego head mask?
No, thing? He's just talking about a guy who looks like a Lego.
Yeah, he just has a Lego-shaped head.
Huh.
And it's a video about him, like, explaining the Sam Hyde memes about being the shooter and shit.
Wait, he was explaining... Oh, yeah, I know what video you're talking about! It fucking soared on Twitter at one
yeah,
point.
Yeah, that's where I found it on Twitter. Again.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what fucking video you're talking about.
Okay, this is very unrelated, but I just opened my YouTube homepage, and I saw a Maroon 5 thumbnail, and I hate how much, from certain angles, Adam Levine looks like Chris Evans. It really physically does hurt.
I don't think it does. Like Chris Evans from any angle.
Facially, here. A little bit.
Facially?
Here.
You know what? I see it. Never mind. He looks like Chris Evans in Scott Pilgrim.
If you guys want to see what I'm looking at, the Maroon 5 She Will Be Loved thumbnail for the music video. It kind of scares me. I don't like it that much.
He reminds me of that guy from that episode of South Park, the skiing episode where he's always like, "Hey, stand darsh." That's like what this guy's face looks like.
I remember that exact quote, but I don't remember the face that went with it.
It's not that he looks like him. It's just that his face communicates that kind of personality. I can 100% see him doing that.
It's a vibe, bro.
Yeah, that's his vibe. He's got the same energy.
Same energy, yeah. Good point. All right. Do you guys want to rip it up?
Yeah, did we get through all the questions easily? Did you find another one?
I was... Damn it, I just saw one that was, like, not bad. Ooh, this is a simple question. What's your favorite Ben & Jerry's flavor? Or ice cream flavor?
Damn.
How is this hard?
Not everybody was a Ben & Jerry's, Brandon.
So just ice cream, just in general.
Yeah. General, it's either got to be the Baskin-Robbins Cherries Jubilee or the cookie dough from Cold Stone.
Cookie dough, Cold Stone. Even though Cold Stone is the most overpriced ice cream place you could fucking go
Cold
to.
Cold Stone is quality. They got chocolate waffle cones, bro. You ain't, hell yeah. Bro. They got chocolate.
It costs
waffle
like you can spend $20 on ice cream there.
Not if you know someone there, then they give it to you for free because no one there working there cares.
I like putting money in the tip jar just to make them sing.
One time my mate let me hang in the back with him of a Cold Stone Creamery because the boss didn't care and it was winter so nobody came in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Man, living the life. All
right. That's it. Thank you all for watching this Loudmouth episode. You can go subscribe to Wang. Where Wang?
It's youtube.com/wangwangwang.
Got three. And then it'll also be in the description. You can also find him on Twitter as well. Thank you for coming on. That is it. Subscribe to Loudmouth, subscribe to Wang, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, follow us everywhere, including iTunes and Google Play. Thank you all for watching. Any last words?
No.